Okay, let's pick up with Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav. And we will start on the top of Ayin Vav, Amun Aleph, regarding the next section of the Mishnah that we had previously. The Mishnah said on Ayin Dalet Amun Beis, different cases of Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei and Ptur of Dalet Vehei. So the Mishnah said if somebody's Makdish an animal before they Shecht, so then they're not Chiyuv Dalet Vehei. That's Ganav Vehikdish. Ganav Vetavach Meshavas, Ganav Vetavach. What the other cases that's mentioned towards the middle of the Mishnah, Ganav v'hiktish v'acharkach tavach u'machar mishalim tashlumi kefel b'ena mishalim tashlumi dalav v'hei. Somebody shechts an animal and then is makdash it, and then somebody steals an animal, is makdash an animal, and then shechts it, so they are padarim dalav v'hei, they only pay kefel. And Rabbi Shimon argues on that, as we'll see, Rabbi Shimon shita's shoot. But ask the Gemara, on top, Ganav v'hiktish v'acharkach tavach u'machar v'cholu amri bishlamat tfich alo mechayiv. Fine. If I'm makdish it, and then I shech the animal, I understand why I'm not chayiv. Dalet vehei. Techi katavach, tehektish katavach, because when I shech the animal, it's not of the owner. It belongs to hektish. Velo demari katavach. And he's not shechting of the master. And therefore, I understand why he is not chayiv dalet vehei for the tevicha. Ela a hektish lechayiv. But ask the Gemara's question, but why aren't you chayiv for the hektish itself? Isn't the hektish a form of sale, a form, or at least a form of transaction, which would also be included in the chiyav dalet vehei? And asks the Gemara, mali machru lehedyot, mali machru leshamayim. What's the difference if I sell it to a hedyot, to a regular person, or do I sell it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? That's the line of mali machru lehedyot, mali machru leshamayim. That's the Gemara's question. Therefore, you should be chiyav dalet vehei for the hakdasha itself. Even though you wouldn't be chayav for the tevicha, there would be a chilek between the two. Answers the Gemara, a couple of answers. Number one, Hamani Rabbi Shimoni. Maybe the Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, who says that Kachim is not considered a sale. Certain Kachim is still considered yours. Kachim, Shechayev Machri Yusan, Bershusi Demari Kaimi. Right, what did Rabbi Shimon say at the end of our Mishnah? That Kachim that Yerchayev Achrai is what we might call a neder. Somebody says, Hare Alai. So then, one is Chayev for that, and even if something is, if this animal is lost, that he has to pay for it and make it up. So that, says Rabbi Shimon, Kachim, Shechayev Achri Yusan, it's considered in your Rishon. So that's the case that if somebody is makdish it in that way, where you're still chayev v'achrayis, so that's where one would not be chayev dalet vehei, because it's not considered a mechira at all. Rashi adds in that interesting, this is not called a mechira because you're still chayev v'achrayusan, it's not shel hektish totally, but as the Mishnah says, if you would shecht it at this time, you would not be chayev either, because it's not fully of the owner. Says Rashi in the middle of the first couple of skinny lines, Diavagav de Bershus Ganav Kaima, Diim Avdu Chayev Bachrayusam Lehektish, that's true, that it's still Chayev Bachrayus, and therefore it's Akser de Mechira, Chal Ale Mi Hashem Hektish, La Afukim Mirshus Marakama, Valav de Marikatavach. In terms of the tficha. So it's somewhere in the middle, right? It's not fully, but the Gemara is saying it's enough to be yours so that it wouldn't be considered a bechira. Answer number one. Says the Gemara, Hamid Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rachel, Rabbi Shimon. It's hard to say that. It's hard to say this answer in the Mishnah, because the very next line of the Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanakama. So how could Rabbi Shimon be the Tanakama? So the Gemara says, okay, different answer. Ela hachamayaskinan, bekachim kalim, vialiba, de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe it's like kachim kalim. And like Rabbi Yosef Glili, who we had back in the first parak, the Amar, Rabbi Yosef Glili also holds that certain kachim are still considered yours. Kachim kalim, mamon bailim hu, ubershu se kaime, kachim kalim, shlamim, and toda, and meiser, and pesach, right? All those are kachim kalim, are mamon bailim, ubershu se kaime. So Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that if you would be makdashit to any of these kedushos, so that would be considered yours still somewhat, and therefore it wouldn't be called a mechira. So that is answer number two. Avei kachim kachim mai, but kachim kachim, what would it be? My mishlam tashlumi dalet vehei. You would pay dalet vehei for being makdish an animal to kachim kachim, to chatas, to ola, and the like. So the Gemara says, if that's true, that at the Tani Reisha, Ganav Tavach V'Achar Kach Hiktish, Mishat Tashlumi Dalet Vehei. So why the two Mishnayos? That it depends on the order, whether you shechted it before you were makdish it or opposite. Liflog V'Lesim Dido. Why don't you keep the same order and be mechalik within these karbanos? Right? So why don't we say that? So why don't we say that it's just splitting within Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim? So answer number one, Rabbi Shimon didn't work out because the next line is Rabbi Shimon. Is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef Lili didn't work out because then why didn't the Mishnah Mechalik? Why was did the Mishnah say that? So the Gemara says, Ella, and there's a lot to say here, but we're just doing the whole piece first. Ella Lolam Loshna Kachi Kachim Loshna Kachim Kalim. Really, there's no chilik. There's no chilik between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, or at least even according to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds of a chilik, but at least even according to our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Udakasha Lacha, Mali Makro Lahedir, Mali Makro Lashamayim, that which you asked, what difference should it make? All Hakdasha should be considered a sale, should be considered a fee of Dalai Vahey. Says the Gemara, no, that's wrong. Machru lehedyot meikara tura de Ruben v'hashta tura de Shimon. When you sell it to a fellow Jew, so that originally it belongs to you and then it belongs to him, the bialess changes. Meikara tura de Ruben v'hashta tura de Shimon. Machru leshemayim, when you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, the bialess does not change. Meikara tura de Ruben v'hashta tura de Ruben. It still belongs shel Ruben, and therefore we would not say that it is called a mechira, a nesina, a change of status, in order to be mechayev dalid vehe. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. First, just by the way, it came up, the chilik of kachim, kachim, and kachim kalim. There are many different chilukim that come up, kachim, kachim, as the Mishnah describes in Ezeo Makoman, the fifth parak of Mesech HaZvachim, all the differences between the two, where you have to shecht it on the north side of the Mizbeach, and where who's allowed to eat it, and the time that you have to eat it, many differences between kachim kachim and kachim kalim. There's one fascinating difference, though, that the Rambam discusses in Perek Asiri of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, which is not mefurish in the Gemara, but this is the Rambam Shita, in terms of the mitzvah of eating Karbanos. In terms of eating Karbanos, the Rambam says, and this is a machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, and other Shitas, the Rambam says, achilas achatas v'ha'asha mitzvah saseh, eating kachim is a mitzvah daraisa. Eating karbanos, shene emar, as the pasuk says, and the gemara says in Psachim, va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, hakohanim ochlim u'bailim eskaprim. They eat that which they will bring atonement with. The kohanim eat, and the bailim get kapara. So eating chatas and asham is a mitzvah asay da'oraisa. So we know chatas and asham, that's kachim kachim, and that's only eaten by zichrei kahuna. But then the Rambam adds, and he also says, it's a mitzvah I'd say to eat them, so he's only talking about the Kohanim, obviously. There's a Rashi Psachim that says also Yisraelim, but that's the Rambam Shita. And then the Rambam adds, V'hu adin l'shar kachim, also by other kachim, she'ochlin ha-Kohanim, she'achilas ha-mitzvah. And also, other karbanos are also a mitzvah when the Kohanim eat it. What other karbanos are there? He can't be talking about mincha, because that's the next line of the Rambam in Halacha Beis. V'chein achilas shiyari mincha, mitzvah zaseh. Another mitzvah that I say to eat the shiyari mincha after I burn the kometz. So it's a mitzvah for me, for the kohanim again. Minchas kashi kachim. So the mitzvah for me to eat it, shenemar v'anoseres v'yemena yochlu aharon ubanav. And then the Rama goes into the halachas, v'ena chadas v'asham v'shiyari minchas, minachas ne'achalon ela l'zichrei kahuna ba'azara. V'im ne'achlu behechal ne'achlu. V'chulu, and he continues discussing. And then he talks about chazei v'shok shel shlamim, certain parts of the shlamim that are given to the kohanim. Nechal the kohanim zacharim, v'nekevos, v'chinam urami todav, urami el nazir, all the different rules of who eats what. But the Rambam already lays down the foundation in the beginning of this perek that kachshei kachim is a mitzvah asei daraisa to eat. What about kachshei kalim? It's also a mitzvah asei to eat, but a different level. The Rambam says, "Hu adin l'shar kachim she'ochlin mitzvah." It's true; other kachim are also included in the mitzvah. So, what is it? It's definite. It's clearly, the Rambam has a different formulation between eating kachim kachim and eating kachim kalim, even though they're both included in the mitzvah daraisa. So, Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, writes about this and in a larger context of different types of mitzvahs, different types of dinim da'oraisa. So this is one of the Rambam's chidushim, something called a nigrar achar ha-mitzvah. It's a secondary part of a din da'oraisa, but it's also a din da'oraisa. It's clear, the Rambam's formulation is clear, that he means that. That there's two levels of achilas kachim. Achilas kachim ikur, which is kachim kachim, and achilas kachim tafel, which is kachim kalim. That's all learned here in Maaser Karbanos in Perek Yud. Okay, that's a little kachim kachim, kachim kalim. Let's get back to this issue as well, though, in our in our Mishnah. Just 2 points. Number one, the earlier point. The different discussions about Dalet Vehe. Then Muki Yosef here has an interesting halacha. He quotes this in Nedarim, Daf Samach Dalet, that if somebody, based on Meikar, when you're but at least the Hava Mina of the Gemara, Mali Machor Lehedya, Mali Machor Leshamayim, which we will get back to Hashem soon, that it switches Rishus, the Muki Yosef says, what happens if somebody is no Mutar Hanah from his friend's house? I'm not allowed to walk into your house. And then that house turns into a shul. Turns into a shul. That was the Beis HaKnesses. So the Nebuki Yosef says that he could go into the shul now. Mutalikanis. Meikar tur de Ruvain, Fahasha tur de Shimon. Mali machro lehedyon, mali machro leshamayim. So he quotes based on the earlier line of the Gemara that would be, good enough in order. Ye mutar li mudar li kanes labayis. Vikiva shalahakdish utsarach beis akneses. Nechshav kimechira, ukimoshe kshemachar mutar lo li kanes. Kaka memikra shikdish lo beis akneses mutar. That is the Nemuki Yosef and other Achronim talk about that, but that's number one. Number two, the other point is an interesting Minchas Chinuch comment. Two comments of the Minchas Chinuch. Every comment of the Minchas Chinuch is interesting, but if you look at Mitzvah Nun Dalet, where he talks about the Mitzvah of Geneva, he has 2 points. What happens, I'll get a general Dalet of the Hay point. If somebody sells, Reuven sells it to Shimon, then Reuven buys it back from Shimon. And only after that, Edom come, that he's Chayav Dal Vehe. But now Reuven still has it. So is he going to be Chayav Dal Vehe for that if it's been undermined and it's no longer, the sale is no longer valid, or it didn't take, it's if it's back? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yes, you'd be Chayav for that. He says, that Pashut. Imachar v'nasa v'acharkach nasa chazer v'lokach v'nolokach afilu im b'shah shukar aganav ha'isak nevet zlo shechazer v'lokach kodem v'komokom kivan t'ba'u edim shemachar b'vadei chayiv t'kivan shasa v'isa mechira chivu rachmana. That's it. Number one, it's a mechira. Even if you undid that, you didn't undo that mechira, right? You just bought it back. That is number one. Number two, he says, what happens if you are makdish the animal? And in a way that you would be chayiv, right? Meikar tur derivit, unlike, as we'll see, the maskan of Argamar, as we saw, as we'll talk about. But let's say there's a type of hektish, as we know there is, that works as a mechira, or according to the havamin of Argamara, and then you're shoel on the hektish. So what's the halacha there? Says the Milchas Chinuch, v'nire, de'im hektish lebet ha'kavayis, lifnei yeyush. The chayev dal vehe, as we'll get to soon. The mali machol shemayim ol hedyot. The kasadu de mahani sheela. If you're makdashit, and then you can be shoel on the hektish. Nireh the af behektish al das rabbi mahani sheela. Ki gam harabbi maskimim. Kivet de beemes ein hektish chal lama lo yaskimo. The other filat var mitzvah de mahani sheela vafilo das rabbim. It says in Minchas Chinuch, if you would be shoel on the hektish, you would be potter from dal vehe. That is the Minchas Chinuch. Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Elchanan doesn't like it. He says, I don't understand. We learned before, even if lo ahanu ma'asav by Mechira, still you're going to be chayiv. So here there was a perfect hakdasha, and you were shoel. So why would that work? Right? Easy the Minchas Chinuch, says Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovet Biurim, in Os Nun Tes. It's been nekar. Vidvar of Temuim, says Rav Elchanan. This is the last piece of Kovetz Biurim in Baba Kama. So I don't understand. Kivet, the Kabbalah like Rav Nachman. We all like Rav Nachman earlier in the parak. The Almaisa ha hektish lochud chive rechmana after lo hanu masav. That even on a separate maisa hektish it works, even if lo hanu masav. Imkein mabakach shenekar hektish lomafreya. So what? Ha hadibur, I mean Rasul Gavoa lo nekar. Didn't you accomplish it? Even if lo anu masav, as we had cases earlier, if it didn't have an effect, if it didn't work, says the Kovetz Biurim, it must be a chiddush in she'ela. V'yefshar liyashev dvarav. He says it must be, let's say you sold something and there was a tos in the sale, it was a mekach tos. You're not going to say there that it was a mechira, to be chayav da'al v'hei. L'chor, l'fianal, imgadav u'machar, v'nimsa tos v'hamechar. Roy lo b'shiz chayav da'al v'hei. But you're not going to say that. Why? Because the Torah says mevatel the ma'isa kinyan. Also, not just the chalosa kinyan. It's as if there was no ma'isa because it was a total ta'us. Says Rabbi Elchanan, it must be that. That's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes about she'ela on hektish. The after sfeila the Rabbi Nachman de lo binan hanu masa mikol mako ma'isa hamachira mi'a bi'inan. You still need an act of mechira. Ukeshem sheim mashach berushus harabim anu omrim shalohaya kan ma'isa kinyan. Mishicha only works in Rishus HaYachid. If you do Mishicha Rishus HaRabim, that's not going to be a Maisa Kinyan at all. So Achanami, im ha'yatos b'hamecher, v'ein kan ratzo liknos. Also, if there was a toast in the mecher, he didn't want to be Kona, gam Maisa Kinyan ein kan. There's nothing here. D'heichin to Kinyan boy, echer b'darkia kinia, ha'chanami, b'inan ratzo ha'kona v'amakne. You need the ratzon. The im, as we know, two ingredients to every kinyan. The maisa kinyan and the das kinyan. The im, gigam benishal eladesho. So that's what it must be. If you're shol on hekdesh, gzeras akasavu. Shehe kitauz gamur, kishbishare kinyanim, after the patim idal vehei. So that is the Minchas Chinuch being explained by Reb Elchanan. Okay, but now we have probably the most important topic on today's daf. And that is kachim. Right, the Gemara here has a maskana, and this we quoted already at the beginning of the parak, but today is the day to do it. Today and in 3 days from now. Matosvis is right here. The Gemara is maskana is that Hakdasha itself is not called a Mechira, because by Hekdash we say, Meikara Tura Deruvein, Vahasha Tura Deruvein, it does not switch legal ownership. The problem is that the Havamina here is the maskana in 3 days from now. Here the maskana is that Hekdash is not called a Mechira. But if you look on the Ayin Tes Amad Aleph, the Gemara towards the top says that Meikara Tura Deruvein, right, if you see the line right before the Mishnah, Vashmidat Seifa Gana Vehikdish, Mali Machal Lehevya, Mali Machal Lashamayim, it is called a Mechira. Right? So ask Tosfos, it's out of the sin. Here, that's a Havamina. There, it's a Maskana. So, how do we work it? So Tosfos says in Dibur Maskal Vahashta, Veha Damar Lekamon, Gana Vehikdish Chayav Dala Vehei, Dehavi Kamokro Lehedyot, Hainu, Bekachi Bedek Habayis, Delo Mikru Al Shem Bailim. They're not called Kachi Bedek Habayis, they're not called Al Shem Bailim. As we have mentioned, there are two ways to be Makdish, or two results of your Hakdasha. Kachi Bedek Habayis, which is also called Kushas Damim. I give value. I give a table, and they're going to sell it. I give anything. I can even give a Balmum to be Kachi Bedek Habayis. And this Kachi Mizbeach, or Kedushas Aguf, which is inherent Kedusha, which is something that is going to be used itself as a carbon, as something that the Beis HaMikdash is going to get benefit from and use. So, says Tosfos, that's the chilek here. Kachi Bedek Habayis, that's what the other Gemara is talking about. That is where it is switches, and it is called a Mechira. Our Gemara is talking about Kachi Mizbeach. The Kachi Mizbeach, Omeri, says the Tosfos, Avagav de Mikro, Shem Bailim, Veloha ve Hekdash ke Mechira. Right, even though it's called Al Shem Bailim and it's not a Mechira, still it is somewhat considered Lamandabra Yesh Lokani Khashib Yesh Mashini Rishus, leading the Chal Hakdash Achar Yesh. Okay, that's not our issue now. But either way, Tosfos's chilek is Kachi Bedek Habayis and Kachi Mizbeach. So what's the difference between the two? By the way, just keep in mind, not all Rishonim agree to this distinction. The Tosfos Rid here says Beferish, the Tosfos Rid says that he puts them together. He says, "Gana v'hikdash b'achol l'shamay meikar tura deruvein v'hashanami tura deruvein pirish shahari tzarech lishchol l'shem bayalav shahari tzarech lishchol l'shem bayalav v'mikdisho l'bedek habayis nami shmo alav shahari habayla mosif in chomesh v'pidyono v'kal adam in mosif in chomesh." He says, "Beferish both our Gemara here." I'll have to see, figure out how he answers the stira. But our Gemara is about both, even about Kachim is Bedek Habayis. So the shaila is, though, what's the svar for Tosfos? So Reb Chaim is quoted in many different svarim. He's quoted in all the Reb Chaim Salvechik svarim. He's quoted in the Grach Halashas. He's quoted in the Kovetz Aris, in Simin Nun Beis, to explain Tosfos is chilek. And as we'll see, it's not just Tosfos is chilek. The chilek between Kachim is Beach and Kachi Bedek Habayis. There are two ways to be Makdish. And to put it in a nutshell, does the Bailus of Hekdash come from a result of the Hakdasha, or is it the cause of the Hakdasha? The way that Reb Chaim explains is that by Kachim Mizbeach, I Makdash an animal to give as a carbon. First step is I'm Makdash it. I imbue it with sanctity. That's what I do. Memela, it becomes Mamono Shel Hekdash, and Hekdash is Makdash it. But at root, it's still mine. That's our Gemara. Meikar turve deruvei v'hasha turve deruvei. I'm makdash. I imbue it with sanctity. Kachi bedek habayis? No. First step is dini mamonis. First step is I make it mamono shel hekdash. Once I do that, so then memela hekdash is chal on it. But I am not makdash it in that sense. That's what I'll read it to you from the The Gracha Lashas. V'dir al pi divrei agrach zatzal. Shehizvir. Sheishchil. I think we mentioned this at the beginning of the parak. Sheishchilik mikachi bedek habayis lakachi bezveach. To mikachi bedek habayis na'ase ala chayfetz hotza meirushus bailim lirushus acher. It belongs to a different rishus. To ha'amirasa l'gavoa kemisirasa l'hedyot. As the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. V'havi kemechira mamish. Shumaknes ha'chayfetz lehekdish kemo gabi mechira. V'hamamanis shel hekdish na'ase al yidei hakna aso. How does it become a mamon shel hekdish? Through your hakna'a. You are makna it to hekdish. V'kivet shu mamon hekdish, yei shalzeh din kedusha shel hekdish. Memele gets kedusha, t'kivet teim shayachim lehekdish, yei shalzeh din kedusha. Ma she'en kein, hekdish kachem izbeach. By kachem izbeach, d'beha d'makdish ein bazeh hakna'a. Rak d'ose chalos kedusha l'chefetz. Amakdish l'chefetz. V'akdusha goremes iser hana'a shelo. And the kedusha that I did causes this or hana ukedusha so oso solomam and gavoa. Kamo maishasheni gives other examples, but that is how he explains the difference between daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes, and how he explains tosfos. Right, he says legalat pirsha tosfos as he shafir lufi anal. That's why to make a kachim is beach. So that is not a hakna in the normal sense. That's why you're not chayav dal. But hey, mashekein for kachim at the kabayis. And then he even talks about why you need two different sukkim. That's what we discussed at the beginning of the parak. But just to note, which we didn't note earlier, it's not only tosfos. There are other rishonim that say this too, without making a strong fuss about it. If you look in Rashi, there's two words in Rashi, but we wouldn't catch unless we, you know, were focused on this idea. Rashi in the beginning of Psachim, Rashi on Daf Hema Beizim Psachim, where the Gemara says that your putter for Bal Yiro Bal Yimatze for Chametz Shel Hekdish. There's a special patur in the Torah. So Rashi says there, just explaining the Gemara, unsolicited, we might say. Unsolicited. Lefishin amar v'lo yira lecha, Rashi says, demidikasa v'lecha, mashma mina, shelecha yataroe. You're not allowed to see, v'al yira v'yimatze, your own chametz, aval ataroe b'gvulin shelacherim. But you can have others, there's no isidaraisa, kigo nachri, v'shel gavoa, imhikti shom lebedek habayis. Whether it's shel nachri or shel gavoa, if you amakdish them to bedek habayis, that is what you are pater from. Chametz of bedek habayis, you are pater from. Why did Rashi say that? The Gemara doesn't say that. Meaning Rashi is saying, if you have kachin that are kedushas haguf, a carbon mincha, whatever it is, that's chametz, so then you are chayiv. Why? Why should that be? The answer is beautiful. Kachin mizbeach still belong to you. And that's why you'd be chayiv dal vehe on it. Right, you amak the shit, you imbued it with sanctity, but it's still yours. Bedek habayis is not yours, and that's why you're not chayav dal v'hei for that. That's Rashi. There's also a tosfos yishanim. Tosfos yishanim in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel says, what is the shear of me'ila? He says, for kedushas damim, so then the shear of me'ila is pruta. And for kedushas haguf, it's a kol shehu. Again, Rav Salvei Shakir, the Rishi Bashir, quotes that also as one of the rayas. Kedushas haguf, that has to do, there's two forms of me'ila. There's a me'ila for bedek habayis, and a me'ila for kedushas haguf. For bedek habayis, the me'ila is like a stealing from hektish. Because it has to do with mamono shel hektish, and that's why the shear is going to be a pruta. Like all shi'ure geneva. Masha'en kein by kedushas haguf, it's not stealing, it's still yours. It has to do with the bizayin of hektish. And if that's true, so then any shear, kalshu, doesn't have to do with specifically dini mamonis. And finally, the last source to mention here is the Rambam that I think we did mention earlier. So we have Rashi, and we have the Tosfos Yishanim, and we have Tosfos, and we have the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Arachin, in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, if something is already kadosh, can you make it more kadosh? Can you make it the other kedusha? If something is bedek habayis, can you make it mizbeach? Is that chal on it, or the opposite? The Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other, based on Gemaras, but then the Rambam gives a svara. The Rambam says, Hamakdish kachi mizbeach lebedek habayis. You have kachi mizbeach. You have an animal that you're giving as a karban. And then you're makdish it again, lebedek habayis. Harei hekdash chal aleihen, It works, the Hekdash Chal also. Now it has like a double. V'te'arecha behema, v'tipadeh, and you have to evaluate the animal and redeem it. V'yiplu dameh lebetek abayis, v'abehema tikrav l'masha ha'isa mitchila. The animal is bizveach, that doesn't get removed, but you also see how much value it is, and that's how much he has to pay. Aval ha'makdash kachi betek abayis l'mizbeach. But at first you have something that's bedek abayis. V'amar harezu ola oshlamim ohechrim ala kohanim lo asa klum. But if you have something that's bedek abayis and then you make it into an ola oshlamim, meaningless. It's not chal. V'ein hektish mizbeach v'lo hachirim chal al kachi bedek abayis. Why not? Last six words. She'eino da makdish davar she'eino shelo. Sure, it can't be makdish, something that's not yours. What do you mean? Kachi mizbeach is yours? The answer is yes. Kachi mizbeach is mine, because there's different types of akdashas. That's the Rambam Beferish in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, based on Gemaras in Arachim. Okay, let's continue. The Rashbi here just discusses, if it's such an obvious chilek, you know, why doesn't the Gemara say it? Doesn't say that we put it together, Tafayin Vav, Tafayin Tes. But it's interesting that the Gemara doesn't say it, the Rashbi talks about why not. The Gemara wanted to make any other distinctions in place. Vaita, let's continue. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechulu. So Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah had said, it depends. If you're chayav dal vehei, if you are makdashit, right? If you are makdashit. The Mishnah, the Tanakhama had said, if you're makdashit, and then shechtit, or the hakdasha itself is not considered a chayav dal vehei, as the Gemara just said, and then Rabbi Shimon argues, and we're not 100% sure what Rabbi Shimon is arguing for. The Tanakhama said putter in the case of hakdasha. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it depends. Kachim shechayav bachrayas, like a neder, so you're chayav dal vehei. And if you're not chayav achrayis, you're pater. So what does that mean? What is Reb Shimon talking about? So the Hava Mina, as Rashi here explains, is that we think that Reb Shimon is talking about for the mechira itself, for the hakdasha itself, for kachin that you're still chayav achrayis with, then you're chayav dal vehei for that hakdasha. And if you're not chayav achrayis anymore, then you're pater for that hakdasha, which the Gemara will say is the opposite than we would have thought. So Amri says the Gemara, Nehid Desav Rabbi Shimon, Mali Machro Lehedya, Mali Machro Leshamayim. Fine, Rabbi Shimon says that you should say you are Chayav Dal Vehei for a Hakdasha, but the order doesn't work. If Kami Ba'ilei, should be the opposite. Kachim Shechayav Achriyusan, Kachim that are still Chayav Achriyus, those Potter, that you should be Potter for that Hakdasha. Tiakati Lo Nafik Mirshusei, because that's still in his Rishus. And therefore, that should not be chayav dal vehei. Kachem she'enu chayav achriyusan. Kachem that you're not chayav anymore, so that really belongs to Hekdish, and you're not connected to it anymore. Chayav. That you should say chayav demaf gilem rishusay, because that's out of your rishus. So how does Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says exactly the opposite of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amri Rabbi Shimon al mosach risikai. Rabbi Shimon is not talking about being chayav dal vehei for the actual hakdasha. That's not what Rabbi Shimon's sheet in the Mishnah is going on. V'achitani, but he's going on other issues. The earlier issues mentioned and other. Ein agonev acher agada b'shanta shlomi dal v'hei. Right, the earlier Mishnah had said, back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, if you steal from a ganav, gonev acher agada does not pay dal v'hei, because it was not stolen from the house of the owner. V'chein gonev hektish b'beis bailim. Also, if you steal from hektish, if you steal hektish out of the bailim's house, also Pater says the Tanakhama. My time of Aguna Bebeis Ho'ish, Velo Bebeis Hektish. And that excludes both cases, right? Bebeis Ho'ish. And on that, Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachem Shechai Bachrayus, if you stole Kachem Shechai Bachrayus from the owner's house, so it's still connected to the owner then. And therefore, Chayev, then in that case, you're Chayev Kefil. My time of Karina Bebe, Aguna Bebeis Ho'ish. That is the Beis Ha'ish, because he is still Chayev Ba'achrayis. V'she'eino Chayev Achriyusan Pater. But if you steal a carbon that the owner is not Chayev Ba'achrayis, so that's stealing from Hektish. Pater Dolo Karina Be V'gunav Mibeis Ha'ish. Good. Says the Gemara, so it's Rabbi Shimon Shita, and that's what they're arguing about if it's stolen from your house, nothing to do with the Mechira. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Mechdi Shaminan Leila Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar Shchita Sheinei Ru'u Yaloshman Shchita. We're talking about one Rabbi Shimon here, about Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusun, Eina Chai Bachar Yusun. But what about the previous Rabbi Shimon? Right, we had Rabbi Shimon a couple of days ago. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that we had, where Rabbi Shimon said that a shchita she'ena re'uya is lav shema shchita, right? Rabbi Shimon on daf ayin amen aleph. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon says shchita she'ena re'uya, a shchita that does not lead to a heter achila, is not called a halachic shchita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, damar shchita she'ena re'uya lo shema shchita. So here too, Kadshim nami, shchita sheina ru'uyahi. So this is still a shchita sheina ru'uya. If you take this carbon, doesn't matter whether it's chayav achrayis, not chayav achrayis. If you shecht it outside, so that is shchutei chutz. Right, Rashi, fifth wide line. The kachim and shchatim b'chutz psulin. U'my taima, the Rabbi Shimon, the amar, kachim shechayev achriyusan. Chayev, right, it sounds like from our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says, your chayev is not only for the geneva and the kefel, but it's the mashrashim gun of kachim, v'tofchan the chayetah shavidal v'hei, even if you shecht it afterwards. So if you shecht it afterwards, that's shchut echutz. Right, and therefore, it shouldn't be a shchita, a chiyat al vehei, even for Reb Shimon. The Rashba wonders why this question isn't asked on the Rabbanan also. Right, the Rabbanan also, meaning which Rabbanan? Earlier in the Perek, we discussed the sugya of yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, or the opposite, eina l'shchita ela v'atzof. So Rashba says, the Gemara could have asked the same exact question on the Rabbanan, l'manda amar, yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. Ika l'meitach asked the Rashba, amaylo akshi l'kulei alma. Fila Rabbanan. Why? Because by the time it gets to the end of the Shechita, it's still not, it doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore. So the Rashba says, you know what? The Gemara asked that early in the parak and gave a couple of answers. So the Gemara knows those answers. Right? The Gemara knows those answers. Maybe you shechted it outside, and then the last point you brought inside, or here the opposite. You brought it inside, the last point you brought it outside. Right? But either way, so the Gemara knows the answers that it gave earlier in the parak. And therefore, it didn't ask it on the Rabbanan, only on Rabbi Shimon. So again, back to the question. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says in our Mishnah, that if you steal kachim shechayev achriyusan, you're chayev kefel, and we assume that also means chayev dal v'hei, if then you checked it, but why? That would be a shchita she'ena re'uya. So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Three answers. Number one, first two answers from Rav Yochanan. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. First Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Bishochet Tamimim Bifnim L'shem Ba'ilim. He stole it. The guy that stole it, but then he shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't Shchut Echutz. He stole a Tamim animal, and he shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So, he didn't do anything wrong with the Shechita. That's why you would be... It would be a shchita ru'uya, but you'd be still chayav dal v'hei for that. Right, the Tosfos Ridier says, and even though our Gemara earlier in the Perek said, karbano v'lo ha-gazul, didn't exclude it, it only excluded it if you shechted it outside. But here you shechted it inside, l'shem the person, and therefore that would be called a shchita ru'uya. Answer number one, you shechted it inside, a tamim animal, so it's shchita ru'uya. Ask the Gemara, one second, if that's true, says the Gemara, Vare Chazer Karen Lebailim, but then he shouldn't pay kefel, he shouldn't pay anything, because you just used the animal, and the animal worked for the owner. And therefore it's as if you give it back to him. Chazer Karen Lebailim, so if you give back the Karen, so then that's it, it's finished. Before you were zorek the dam, the blood spilled out, so it didn't count for the owner. At the time of the shechita, it was a shechita ru'uya. But once the dam spilled out, so then that ruined it, and therefore the owner is still owed. Answer number one. Answer number two, he has a Ravin on Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he gave a different answer of Rabbi Yochanan. B'shochei tzmimim bifnim, shalol l'shem b'aylim. You shechted it bifnim, and the blood didn't spill, but you had kavana, shalol l'shem b'aylim. You didn't have the Bailam in mind. So if you didn't have the Bailam in mind, so that's why it's not going to count. Rashi on the bottom. The Shechita Ru'uyehi, the Kaimala on the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Kala Zvachim Shenizbechu Shalol L'shman K'sherim. If you shech the carbon, Shalol L'shman, not L'shem the right carbon. It's a Shlamim and you think Ola. Right? It's Kasher. The Karen L'chazer L'Bailam. But, even though it's Kasher, it's not considered to give you back to the Bailam. Why? As the Mishnah there says, T'kayim alad shalo alu l'Bailam l'shem chova. It doesn't passel. It passels by Chatas and Pesach Bismano. But other than that, the other Karbanos are Kasher. It just doesn't count for the owner. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So here too. So it's a Kasher Karban, and that's why it's a Shechita Re'uya, but it doesn't count l'shem the Bailam, and that's why the Ganav is still going to be Chayiv. We know there are many different thoughts that a Kohen has to be thinking about during the time of the Avoda. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim, Adaf Mem Vav, there are six things that L'chadchila, a Kohen is supposed to be thinking about. L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, the Mem Vav HaBeis. It's a good question why Maseches Zvachim didn't start with this Mishnah. The first Mishnah starts with problematic thoughts. You would think, just tell me what you have to think about first. Okay, not for now. Says the Mishnah, L'shem shisha dvar ma'zevach nizbach, L'shem zevach. You have to think about which carbon you're doing, right? Different carbon. L'shem zoveach. You have to think zoveach, meaning the owner. L'shem Hashem. You have to think l'shem shamayim, that you're doing this l'shem shamayim. L'shem ishim. L'shem reyach. L'shem nichawach. Right, the Gemara talks about what each of these is excluding. V'yachatas v'ha'asham. L'shem chet. Right, and you have to think about the which avera by the karbanas that come l'chet. Amar Reb Yosi, Afi Shaloh Ayabalibo, L'shem Echad Mikalei L'Kasher, Shei Tanai Bezdin, Shei Namachshava Holeches Ela Achra Ovid. Even these are all l'chadchila, but the Eved, if you had Stam Das, so then it is also okay. Stam would be Stam L'shma. Right, the problems though are if you have a positive bad, not a positive, but a negative machshava. And there are all different types of machshavas. You have shalol l'shma, as was just mentioned. You have pigol. You think that you're going to eat or do something la'achar zmano. You have pasol, which is called chuslam komo. So you have all different types of problematic thoughts. The Rambam discusses this in Ilchos Maaser Karbanos also. Interesting, the Mishnah Malach thinks it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says there in Dalad Yud Aleph, where he quotes the Mishnah from Zvachim, as we just read, and he goes through the six that we just read. And the Mishnah Malach is Medayeg. What did the Rambam just say? Only Shchita. The six are l'bishchita, and then during the other time, there's no l'chadchila to have these thoughts. During the rest of the time, you just can't have problematic thoughts. So the Mishnah Melech points out that he thinks it's a machlokas. Da, shedas rabbeinu, hu de b'shah shchita davka be'inan kavana, l'shem shisha dvarim. Avo b'shah ravodos lo be'inan kavana, l'shem shisha dvarim. V'kol shegein b'shahs haktara. Aval, and he continues, Aval das ha-tosfas, reish perakama dezvachim hu, shebechol arba avodos, tzara kavanas chamisha dvarim. V'chein b'shahs haktara, tzara kavana. So the Mishnah Malach assumes it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam in terms of machshava. And we know if the kohen has a problematic machshava, then the Rishonim discuss, is he mazik? Does he have to pay for that? Is that that's hezek sheino nikar? Does he have to pay for that? Is that called a hezek? Okay, we discussed this a little bit back, if you remember, back on Daf Hey, right, 70 days ago, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, where the Gemara spoke about how Mefagel could be one of the Avos Nezikin, and Rashi explained Mefagel as Shalol L'shma, which was a problem. The Rashi said there at Daf Heman Aleph, Kohen Sheshachar Karbano Sheyisrael Chatas L'shum Shlamim, Dein Karban Ola L'chov Asbaila Mitzorach Acher, which is unusual. The Pnei Yeshua there discusses that, but that was the blurring the lines between Pigol and Shalol L'shma. Okay. Again, there's a lot here by the Machshavas. Once it's open, just to mention it, right? The Gemara there after that Mishnah on Memvav Mebeis. So the Gemara there on the top of Mem Zayin has the Shita of Avraf Papa. I think it's there, Daf Mem Zayin, that talks about that. Yeah, he says. I'm sorry, Rabbi Reb Yossi. I'll tell you why I thought it was her Papa. So Rabbi Reb Yossi says Shamati Shahabayla Mefaglin. The Bailim could also be Mefagel, meaning not only if the Kohen has the problematic thought of Shalom Bismano, even the Bailim can be Mefagel. Amar Rav my time at Rav Elazar Reb Yossi, and they quote a Pasuk. So Reb Yossi of Engel has two Svarim. He has many Svarim, but he has two Svarim. He has Gvuras Shmonim, and he also has Ayin Panim Latorah. So Gvuras Shmonim, he has two Svarim out. One is about a Shita of Rav Papa, that's why I got mixed up for a second. And here he has one about this Shita in Zvachim Mem Zayin, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, who says, Bailim Mefaglim. So there, I think it's the Gvuras Shmonim, where he has 80 answers to the question that he has on this Shita, and that is, if Bailam can be Mefagel, so how could there ever be an Isha Sota that the carbon is Kshera? The woman could always have a Pigal thought, and then the carbon is Pasal, and the May Sota will never work, because the carbon is going to be Pasal. Right, so that's his Kasha, and he has many, many, many answers to that question. Okay, but either way, this is the second answer given here. According to Reb Shimon, isn't it a shechita sheina reuya? So number one, no, you shechted it inside l'shem bailim, and then the blood spilled. Number two, you shechted it inside by shalol l'shem bailim. V'reish lakish amar. Third answer, b'shochid balimum in bachutz. No, it's a balmum. It's a balmum, so you're not going to be chayav for shchutei chutz, and therefore that's why it's going to be shechita reuya, and you're going to be chayav dal v'hei for that. Rashi notes here that he thinks, on the fourth skinny line, it's a case where there was a mum before the Hakdasha. Ubabali Mumon me ikara naskinan. The ibishakadam akdation is Mumon. If you say he was makdashit before the Mum, sula chazi lapidyon, that it's not roy lapidyon, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute that we need, because for a pidyon, you need it for at least for a moment to be what's still called bichwal ha'amadav ha'aracha. It has to be able to stand up and be evaluated. And here, if it already had, it was hukdash first, and then it got a mum, so then it's not chazu for pidyon from the moment that it was shechted. Tosfos says maybe kosher beit tam, maybe it does have a moment, because as you shechted, as the animal is still flailing, it's still standing up, and at that exact moment, you could do it. So either way, Rashi Tosfos discuss whether you need the hakdasha after the balmum or before. Toiba, Rabbi Elazar, asked the Kasha. Rashi says the question's on Ravin according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Pnei Yeshua, and it's really Rabbi Nuparet, says it's even. Even according to Ravin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Toiba, Rabbi Elazar, he asked the Kasha. Toiba means he smelled. He smelled something, and it smelled bad. It smelled problematic. Toiba, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Shchita Materes, follows Rika Materes. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, oh, you need a Shchita Ru'uya. That's why he explained. It's talking about a case where you shechted it inside, but then the dam spilled. But 1 minute, if the dam spilled, then it wasn't a shechita ru'uya. Because when does the heter kick in? Only b'shas zrika, not b'shas shechita. So it's not called a shechita ru'uya. And l'reish lakish. And what about reish lakish? This last answer, shechita materes. What if you have kachim that have a psul? The shechita is mater alo p'tia materes. It's the pidyon that is mater you to eat it. You can't eat it before that. So aren't these both called Shechita She'ena Re'uyas? So answers the Gemara, no. Ishtamitzei had Rabbi Shimon. Didn't Rabbi Lazar forget Rabbi Shimon's statement? Kala omid lizro kizarek dami, v'chala omid livdos kabadi dami. No, Rabbi Shimon says very often, the destiny of an item, for at least for certain halachos, you're allowed to view it as if it already happened. So anything that is omed lizrok, you could view it as kizarik dami. Kol omed liptos kapadi dami. Again, you don't say that always. You don't say, no, because you have chametz in your house, it's omed lizrok, so you don't violate barira by yamatzeh. Right? You're not going to say that. Or you're not going to say that you could, you know, eat the meat of the karbanos already because it's omed lizrok. No, you have to wait till after the zrika. So for certain halachas, you have to actually have it done. But for other halachas, you could say it's as if, ki'ilu. Right? That's the Shidduk Kubetzes' comment here, that you don't say that it's as if it already happened, mamish. Says the Shidduk Kubetzes in the name of the Rama. Lav l'memra, di'apagav, de'lo nizra kadam, ve'lo nifte hektish mutter ba'achila. You don't say that. Chada de hakroksiv v'dams v'checha yishafecha mizbach Hashem alokecha v'habaser tochel. That's to actually be poured. V'od and also dimkein atakamari barabanan. Why does it quote the rabbanan regarding Tumas Ochlin, which we'll see soon? So yomo lady hetrachila. Quote. It could be a huge chiddush. So obviously you don't say that. Certain halachas require actual event occurring, even though you find the destiny of the events that have some that play a role. So this is kol ha'omei lizro kizarek dami and kol ha'omei liftos kipadi dami. That so for some halachas the destiny plays a role, creates a status. Now Rav Yosef Engel again, once we're on his topic, the Beis Ha'otzer writes in Aleph Chav Zayin that this is what others say too. It's not just kol ha'omid, it's where there is a halachic reason to do it. Kol ha'omid means because there's a mitzvah to do the shrika. There's a mitzvah for the process to finish. That's when you say kol ha'omid. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the machshava and the ratzon that you have, plus the fact that there's the potential to have it done right now, that itself creates the kol ha'omid. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests in the Beis Ha'otzer. Let me see if I can find a lashon. If not, we'll just continue. But that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests. Okay, we're not gonna look for it. Not have to look for it now. But let's just continue first. Says the Gemara. Where do you see that? Or just before? There are other halachic rules that are similar to Kol Ha'omed, but they're not exactly the same, right? We have kolomi liftos kapadi dami, kolomi lizro, kolomi ligzos kagazes dami, kolomi lisro. So this is a shita, first of all, that not all Tanam agree to. The Rabbi Shimon agrees to it here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Sanhedrin, kolomi libatzer kibitzuros damien. But there are other Tanaim that argue, and not all of the Tanaim that hold of it hold of all the other ones. But there are similar principles in halacha that are not exactly the same. Kitusei mechta shiure, you know, by esrog, esrog of irani dachas, something that is destined to be burned doesn't have a shear even now. Kitusei mechta shiure. The Rashi says kala omed likatet. Right, that's Rashi in Chulin. Right, so therefore you see it. He relates it. There's also a din of hoel. Right, since guests might come, therefore I'm allowed to cook now. Right, so it's as if guests are already here. Since guests might come, it's not nisa daraisa to cooking from on Yantiv. Or even Brera. Even Brera is a related topic of something in the future having impact right now. Right, so there's different types of halachas where a future event, or even a future das, what Yeish Shalom Das. Right, that's whether you say, if you say that works, that's saying a later yeish has an impact now. So there are many areas of halacha where a future something has an effect in the past. Brera and yeish lo midas and kedusha mechta shiurei and hoil, all of those are related to this idea as well, kol ha'omid. So the Gemara says, let's continue. Kol omid, so where do you see this? Rabbi Shimon holds, kol omid lizor kazarek dami, kol omid liftos kabadu dami. Where do you see each one of these? So the first one is today, the next one is Beshem tomorrow. Kol omid lizor kazarek dami. Anyone think that's omid lizor, because if it's zarek, detanya, the Brisa says, we're about to get into tumas ochlin. We know there are many different types of tumas, which Beshem will come up more tomorrow, but food can become tame. Rabbi Shimon has a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon says, a food cannot be metame, mitame, cannot become tame, through tumas ochlin, if it is aser bahana'a. Cannot, if it's aser bahana'a, it cannot be makabel tumas ochlin. It has to be able to be eaten either by you or for you to give it to somebody. If it's aser bahana'a, you can't do anything with it, so there's no tumas ochlin. But Rabbi Shimon says, if it at one moment in time, it had what we might call a shasa kosher, it was mutter to eat at a certain time, so then there is tumas ochlin, even after it becomes ne'asar bahana. That's what Rashi says here. V'maisal Rabbi Shimon isurei hana in matam tumas ochlin. But if it had a shas heter hana, so mishenishchatas, then it has tuma. So following Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh nosar shu matam tumas ochlin, v'yesh nosar shein matam tumas ochlin. Some nosar, right, a leftover carbon that you have to burn. Some has Matami Tumas Ochlin and some not. Ketzad, what's the case? Lon Lefnei Zrika, if it became Noser before Zrika Sadam is what is Matir. So then it's Aser B'Hana right away, Enam Matami Tumas Ochlin. Liachar Zrika Matami Tumas Ochlin. Right, that's what Reb Shimon says. V'kaim Alana, now the Gemara says, Mai Lefnei Zrika, Kodem Shenira L'Zrika. Before Zrika doesn't mean before it was actually Nizrak, but before it was Ra'ui, it's enough to be Kol Hara'i Lizrok. That could already give it a shas, Heter Hana'ah, and then it would be Matame even afterwards. La'acha Zrika, la'acha Shenira Lizrika. So how do you have that? Kodem Shenira Lizrika La'an Mayhi. What is Kodem Shenira Lizrika? What is that? That Delo Havi Shos Bayom L'Mizrake. A case where you did not have a moment that you could have done the Zrika. You shechted it right before sunset. And therefore that will never be Matami Tumas Ochlin because it never had a moment where it was even Roi Lizrika. But if it was after Lacha Shenira Lizrika, Davi Shos by Elam Izrake, a regular case where you just didn't get to do the Zrika, Matami Tumas Ochlin, that would be because it was Roi. Alma, so what do you see? Kal Ha'ome Lizrok, Kazarik Dami, right? Only as anything that's Omei Lizrok is Kazarik Dami. That is number one, and that's why it's not a problem. It's already called a Shechita Re'uya, as long as it was Omei Lizrok at the time of the Shechita. Interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam in Sefer Tahara, as we have mentioned often, has the order from Mos Chamor to Mos Kal. He starts off with Hilchas Tumas Meis. And related to that, he has Paraduma, which is also how you get rid of Tumas Meis, Tumas Saras, which is also Tumas Ohel, Tumah Mitami Mishka Vamoshav, Shara Vosatumos, and then finally Tumas Ochlin. That is the least, the most kal form of Tumah, and then after that you have Kelim and Mikvos. But the Rambam has Tumas Ochlin, Mitzvahs Asei Achas. There's one mitzvah, which we'll talk more about next time, that he din Tumas Ochlin. There's no mitzvah, but following the dinim of Tumas Ochlin, and how to be machshir them lekabel tumah, and how following the laws of tumah, that itself is a mitzvah asay d'oraisa. So that is tumas ochlin in the Rambam, and that's what's discussed here, and is discussed on the next tab as well. Interesting, zrikas hadam, as the Gemara says here, has to be done before shkiyas hachama. That's where Soloveitchik felt that mincha, as we know, is keneged tumas shebein harbayim, which you have to fulfill even the zrikas hadam for the carbon to be kosher, and he felt that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds up two shkiyas, Tosas quotes in Pesachim and in Shabbos, two shkiyas, and that's why many hold of later zmanim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Soloveitchik felt that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you have to have a mincha before the first shkiyah. Because that is, many don't agree with this, but those who have the minhag to daven later. But he felt that because dam is nifsal, b'shkiyas achama, as the Gemara here says, the zrikas dam has to be done before shkiyas achama, that's part of the karban tamid shel bein harbayim, so it would have to be done earlier, and so to mincha must be done earlier. Mishnah Berurah says, right, it's better to daven b'yachidus before shkiyah than to daven with a minyan after shkiyah. But either way, this is that's the diuk about the davening. Again, there are poskim obviously that argue on that, but that is Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rav Soloveitchik, and that's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll have to stop here by V'chala Omed. Tomorrow's daf is the Amin Aleph in Shas that only has about 9 words. 9 words on Amin Aleph and a huge Tosfos. I don't think I'm going to be giving it. I'll be putting up from the last cycle, day after Tisha B'Av, and B'ed Hashem, we'll pick up then with this new cycle again on the Ayin Ches. But either way, B'ed Hashem, it'll be put up, and that is the daf.